Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We are Baltimore Positive. We're getting the Maryland Crab Cake Tour out on the road, but not until the turkey and the gravy and the stuffing and the sauerkraut kibasa is all gone next week. But it's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. I have Ravens scratch-offs to give away. We're going to give you a Ravens update in this segment. We're also going to have some holiday scratch-offs. My bag still does not smell like candy canes, but it's not even Thanksgiving yet. John Martin is here. He's executive director of all things Maryland Lottery and Gaming. Unfortunately, you were not awakened in the middle of the night with $1 million to give away last week, but the jackpot's still big on the Powerball. But how are you? And I know we got Raven stuff going on, and I don't know if you heard, but they've been winning some football games lately, John.
Yeah, I'm painfully aware of that. Thank you very much for bringing that up to start the segment. But $980 million jackpot won in the great state of Georgia. I think by far the largest jackpot they've ever handed out. My good friends on there, I'm sure, are reveling in that story. So the counter gets reset to $50 million on the Mega Millions. It's now bumped up a little bit since then. But yeah, we are knocking on the door of a pretty good Powerball jackpot, almost $600 million as we speak. And
Not
that, you know,
enough. Not enough to get my wife involved. 600 million. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Well, then that's more than enough for other
All I'm
folks, and
thinking,
I'm sure they
a
will.
$1 billion of Waffle House is a lot in the state of Georgia. It really is. It's all
Stop.
I'll
Stop.
get him scattered, smothered, covered. I'll do it all.
Wow. Hey, you know what? We talked about that Ravens team of yours. As you're well aware, we have our players' opportunity, our players, not the Ravens players, our lottery players to win second chance prizes. And you can go to mdlottery.com for all the details. But the crown jewel clearly is season tickets for 20 years. And we had our third of six finalists identified for that just recently, and it is all women so far. The third winner, Francine Tripp Jones from Laurel, Maryland. She joins the other two contestants, and now we have three of the six spots reserved for our post Super Bowl reveal, when one lucky winner will win season tickets for 20 years plus $10,000 in cash.
Let me say this on the Ravens thing, because like you called them my Ravens and stuff, and I've been critical when they're 1-5. I get critical, but we're at this point now. We think they're going to win. The Cincinnati trip's coming up, right? We got things happening for winners. I had a couple of winners last week, and I got to ask you this because I'm embarrassed. I think I know the answer, but I had a couple winners win. Once they win, they can still enter second chance, right? If you win $20 on a ticket, you can still get into the contest to do all of this, right? If you scan your ticket, right?
The second chance is for non-winning
See,
tickets.
I didn't know that. You
It's
just
not winning. Hey,
educated me.
hang on. The education gets further, grasshopper. So the scratch-off tickets, it's non-winning. On the games where we offer all tickets, like Powerball, Mega Millions, Keno, Pick Three, that is both winning and non-winning. Just to make it confusing, but go
You
to
know,
mdlottery.com for all the deets.
the longer I live, the more I know because when somebody wins,
I
I
would
get
hope
excited
so.
for them. They get excited and they won something, but then they cannot get Roquan Smith to bring them cheesecake in Cincinnati, correct?
Well, they have to work that out on their own, but no, not as a part of the Maryland Lottery
Okay, I'm just asking.
deal.
Yeah,
Yep.
John Martin is here. See, this is what happens when you get the executive director of all things Maryland Lottery. You
Oh,
get answers here.
careful. Careful.
Holiday, I've been talking about these scented tickets. I do not have any scented tickets yet, but I know you've been giving those out. And thanks, winning still happen. You guys do every month. There's like a new promotion. We'll be getting into even more.
There's a
Have
new,
a holly jolly Christmas next month and all that. But there's a lot of ways. And when I'm in Costas and I see the big machine there, I know there's lots of things going on right now.
you know, we're still paying off on promotions and contests that have been going on now for several weeks. Jurassic Park, remember that? We've talked about that before,
Hawaii.
where lucky winners can get a 6-day, 5-night trip for themselves and one guest to Oahu. And it includes some spending money. It includes a welcome reception, a tour or excursion from a variety of curated tours. Of course, the beautiful weather in Oahu.
You ever been to Oahu?
I have not. I have not.
Oh, you're making a mistake. I waited
Well,
45
I'm a.
years to go to Hawaii before I ever went,
Yeah.
and I went. I'm like, it's a long way to go, but once you get there, It's unbelievable. They have a pineapple tour, John. They take you in the pineapple patch there. You know, I mean, you
Wow.
stop and get this money that you're giving these folks, they're going to spend it on shaved ice at every stand on the way through the North Shore to Oahu. So, it's cold out right now. It's a good week to dream about Hawaii, John.
So here is someone who doesn't have to dream anymore. And that lucky contestant, again, we will have four lucky winners. We have awarded two prizes so far. The original winner, or the first winner, should I say, was James Dabney of Baltimore, Maryland. James is now being joined by Mithra Kushru from North Potomac, Maryland. And we will have two other draws. You can go to mdlottery.com to get all the details on how you too can enter the Jurassic Park Second Chance contest, as well as when those drawing dates will be scheduled over the next several weeks.
I always say I want to sit on that committee where you make up all these fun things to give away. Nothing better than a trip to Hawaii. John Martin is here. He's the executive director of all things Maryland Lottery and Gaming. We get together and we give away some scratch offs from time to time. We try to educate people and obviously sports wagering and games. We always tell people to slow their roll. I make that as a public service announcement here. But we have winter stories, right? So, I mean, other than just Jurassic Park and we're going to have the Ravens road trip, people win all the time. And you get stories about how they almost throw tickets away, how they put it, they lose a ticket, or that they win and they don't even believe that they have won, which probably would be my case. If my wife came and said, I hit the Powerball for 600 million, I'd say, no, nah, let me see the ticket. I'd have to see it. Seeing is believing, but you see them every day. You got stories.
There are a variety of stories, and each one is just as interesting, if not more so, than the one before. And the a fun thing we've done over the last several weeks here, in concert with both a scratch-off ticket and a fast play game, was a promotion called Unlock the Cash, which was a second chance promotion, a live game in our luxurious intergalactic headquarters here at the Maryland
This
Lottery at
is worth going
Montgomery
to
Park.
mdlottery.com just to watch what happens because this is a fun game. I mean,
Yeah,
you
yeah.
get these winners down and it really it's a game show, right? Like it's a game
It
show.
is. It is. It's a little mini game show, and we did three of them. The third and final one was most recently. We had our two contestants, Archie Patel from Perry Hall and Gary Davis from Mechanicsville. And the premise is you come down, you've been selected. There are six safes, physical safes in front of you. And you, each of the two contestants, get to pick a number, a key to unlock one of those six safes. And they get whatever prize is in there. And it ranges in cash, also includes a book of scratch off tickets. No whammies, no wah, wah, wah. I mean, these are all legit
Everybody's going to
prizes
win a
here.
lot of money when they come.
Everybody's going to win. And they both pick a key. They both unlock a safe. They both see what they've got in the envelope inside. And then we go a second round. So they end up winning two envelopes. And Ms. Patel from Perry Hall, Archie Patel, won a $2,500 cash prize plus a $300 book of scratch-off tickets on her first pass and doubled up on the second time around. So she won a total of $5,000 plus two books of scratch-offs.
That's a good
Her
day at Montgomery Park, from what I can
yeah,
tell.
that's a darn good day at Montgomery Park. And Gary Davis, on the other hand, had a better day. So he won on his first pass. He won, let's see how much he did win, $10,000. And
Okay.
on his second pass, $2,500. And his wife, who was there during the live event, said, "Woohoo, now we can go book that cruise." So,
Hey.
you bring your family to enjoy in some of that. And that's fun. That's when the winning really happens. A lot of times people win they're sitting in their car, they scratch a ticket, they're at home at 2 in the morning, they see the numbers, and we're not there to experience that. So when we're actually able to experience it live in the moment, real time, it really adds a whole nother level of fun and excitement.
You know, I think when I met you, I told you I won the lottery once a long time ago. And I
Yes.
remember exactly what I did with the $80 I won. I boxed 936. I went to see Bruce Springsteen in Philadelphia on the Tunnel of Love tour. And like that was my cruise. So like 38 years later, you remember what you did with I won $80. I didn't win a whole lot of money, but I did something memorable with it. And I guess you'll get pictures from their cruise. It'll be lovely.
You know what, and what you just shared was a very, very real and experience we hear time and time again. You had your number. This guy here, who won a recent Pick Five game, top prize $50,000. He'd been playing Pick Four. He had his numbers. He used birthdays. He used things like people do. And he said, "You know what? This isn't working for me." So just decided to wipe the deck clean and come up with a new way. And when numbers would just pop into his head. So
So
five
this is
numbers
a
popped
five
into his
digit, not a
head.
four digit.
This is a five
He
digit. So he
does
had
know
five.
winning a four digit is easier than winning a five digit. I'm just saying, I've done the
Well,
math on that. Yes.
you know what? It wasn't until a couple weeks ago when he picked 21737, and bam, there it was, $50,000 top
Was that
prize.
his zip code?
I
I
don't,
don't
man,
know. I mean, two one
it just
saw when I
popped
hear
into
t
his head.
Yeah,
No,
all
that
right.
is not, that's not a Maryland zip code.
Let me know the last time 21224 came up. That's my childhood zip code. So yeah, all
All
right.
right, all right, all right. Well, you can do that. You can go to mdlottery.com and check out under the categories there, and click on it and see if those numbers have come up. But yeah, so it was, you know, he's thrilled about it. He wins. He and his wife now are looking at, or I should say, a significant other. Don't want to jump too far ahead here. Looking to one day open their own auto repair garage. He is a mechanic.
Oh,
So, you
okay,
know what?
good.
He had a dream, he had a vision, I saw these numbers, and there you have it.
You ever
And
need a
that,
mechanic, John? And when you need a mechanic bad. So, I mean, it's good to get,
yeah,
yeah.
and to have one who's won $50,000 is probably a good story too.
Well, good luck. John Martin is here. He's the executive director of all things Maryland Lottery and Gaming. We got winners, we got contests. You're putting off the holiday. You don't really like talking about sent the tickets with me for some reason. Last year was a snowflake sent the tickets. This year it's the candy canes. I haven't gotten them yet. But I'm feeling like that's going to change maybe like next Friday, right after we get to Thanksgiving. We're going to go full Mariah Carey seasonal.
You know what? Speaking of the season, what you can do right now—not you right now, because you and I are talking—but I mean, what people can do right now is to go to their lottery retailer, 4,300 of them across the great state of Maryland, and say, "Hey, I'd like one of those holiday raffle tickets. Your best chance to win $1 million. We have three early bird drawings. First of all, the ticket, and you get all the deets at mdlottery.com. The ticket
And this is
costs
old
$20.
school. This is like when we say
Oh yeah."
raffle, it's just like it was at the bingo parlor on East. But it's a raffle, literally, like Little League raffle. I like it.
Each ticket has its own unique six-digit raffle number, just like any other raffle would. They are we've only printed 325,000 of them, so when they're gone, they're gone. If you wait and they're gone, shame on you. See you next year. But there was it's your best odds of winning $1 million top prize. And to help prime the pump, we will have three early bird drawings. The first one is next week. So hurry and get one, because every ticket purchased is eligible at that point. There is one $50,000 winner announced next week. And if you happen to be that lucky one, hang on to your ticket. It's still good for the big enchilada, the $1 million prize, which will be drawn on January 2nd. So early bird drawings next week, November 24th, December 8th, December 22nd. Three chances for individuals to win $50,000. And then that final drawing on January 2nd with $1 million winner, 10 $100,000 winners, and a whole host of other $500, $150 winners. All the details at mdlottery.com.
He gets excited about the ones that win a lot of money. I get excited about the ones that make my bag smell good during the holidays. John Martin is here. He's the executive director of all things Maryland Lottery and Gaming. Anything you want to say on sports wagering? I know we ran through numbers last month, big October, telling people to kind of, be cool about how we go here. Next week's another week where they're like, there's a lot of games. There's just a lot of action available next weekend once they start playing some football on Thursday, and including here on Thursday night.
Well, you may recall that we kicked off, no pun intended there, the mobile wagering the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, back in that would have been 2022.
It's 3 years is all it's been, right?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
And this is you're right. That Thanksgiving weekend is huge. Collegiate football, professional football, basketball, hockey. All the various things that are available for people to make wagers on, and we hope they're doing all of that responsibly while they're enjoying time with family and friends over the holidays. But I would expect you're probably onto something there. I would expect November to be another strong month, but the October month, and not just in Maryland, all around the country, was just a huge month. And as we mentioned before, October you really had that convergence of the World Series in baseball,
And a
NFL,
good World Series. A World
and a
Series that
good
wasn't
World
four
Series.
games. I mean, it went seven and it went long and deep. Yeah, it was good.
Yep, and you had pro basketball, hockey, NFL, college football. You had the convergence of all four major sports, with some very, very high profile matchups in the month of October,
It's
which
different than June or July or August, right? I mean, just and you see that on when you get your annual numbers. And I guess people who do wager would say the same thing. Yeah, I probably don't bet as much in July and August as maybe I do in October, November. Reminder, 1-800-GAMBLER, if you're having a problem, if you know somebody's like doing the Thanksgiving dinner thing and you're seeing some, talk to people because this is a different kind of addiction. It's very silent, it's very private. And I've read up on it and we've studied it and we've talked to a lot of people around here because it is new. It's not a Jones I have, but I love me some sports. Everybody loves some sports. John Martin loves sports too, except when Cleveland Browns are playing. And hey, I'm feeling good that the Ravens are back into this thing. It's a, you
Of
know,
course you are.
yeah, I mean, it's we have like a real season here. And even the Orioles are trading pitchers away at this point. So John Martin is here. He's executive director of all things Maryland Lottery and Gaming. We're having a fun little sports period here as we get up on Thanksgiving. Did I leave anything out? I mean, I know you don't we have all these holiday things going on tied to this, but I hope we got it all through. Thanks, winning's over next week too.
Yeah, absolutely. People can check the promotions because they do come and go on a week-to-week basis, and check it out at mdlottery.com. And we hope that if it looks like it's appealing to you, you understand the rules of the game. You understand what's non-winning and winning tickets are participate in whatever drawing you want to participate in, and you do all of that responsibly.
I just want to maximize everybody's chances. So now I know when I give a Ravens ticket away and somebody wins, congratulations. It's great they won, but they can't get cheesecake with Roquan or get tickets for 20 years. So okay, I stand enlightened is the word I'm going to use today. He is John Martin. I am Nestor. Of course, we promote the Maryland Lottery around here responsibly, and I will have Raven scratch offs to give away. Crab cake tour is coming. We're doing five in December in some new places, and we're going to mix some things up here a little bit. And we're going to do that on behalf of the Maryland Lottery as well as our friends at GBMC. My appreciation. I am Nestor. We are WNST AM 1570 Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking. Baltimore positive.